Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
And hi again, everybody. Welcome to Hastings College Basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS. On the road with the Broncos tonight in Wichita, Kansas. We're at the Garvey Center as Hastings College gets set to take on the Falcons of Friends University. I'm Mike Willen, calling the play-by-play for you tonight. Hastings coming in, a record of 6 wins and 8 losses on the season. They're now 3-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings trying to shake a 3-game losing streak here tonight. It all started with that loss up to in Sioux City when we lost at the buzzer to Briar Cliff, 70-69. Came back and lost to Dort at home, 83-76. Went on the road on Monday night and lost to NCAA Division II opponent Nebraska Kearney, losing by a score of 94-86. Actually, Hastings has lost 5 out of the last 7 ball games. A couple of wins we got during the Thanksgiving Holiday Classic back at home. Wins over McPherson College out of Kansas and Tabor College out of Kansas. But we lost the preceding games before Thanksgiving, losing to Morningside and losing to Concordia. So head coach Bill Gavers is trying to turn things around here and right their ship, so to speak, for this 2014-2015 season. We play a team tonight that's in much of the same sort of tailspin. The Friends University Falcons, they started the year with a win over York College, 73-53. But then they lost 8 straight games before knocking off of Kansas Wesleyan, 93-54 back on December the 4th. They lost to Tabor College out of Kansas, but they have won their last 2 ball games as they have knocked off Ottawa and also Sterling College out of Kansas. So this is a team that is sitting at 4-9 overall, but they're 3-1 in the KCAC. In their last ball game against Ottawa, Tony Baxter, the sophomore out of Wichita, scored a game-high 21 points in that ball game. Brandon Johnson, you'll be hearing a lot about tonight. He's a junior out of New Orleans, Louisiana. He had a career-high 18 points for the Falcons as they shot 47.5% from the field in that ball game. And Friends do a very good job of taking care of the basketball. They went a slow-down type of basketball game, not a real deliberate, but they work for their shots, and they average about 65 points per ball game on offense. They committed a season-low 7 turnovers in their last ball game against the team out of Ottawa. This is the team last year that made it all the way to the NAIA National Tournament for the 4th time in the school's history. They got their first win there. Well, they beat 13th-ranked Northwood of Florida, but they followed that up with a victory against number 4-seed Cornerstone out of Michigan to reach the Elite Eight before falling to the eventual national champion in 5th-seeded Indiana Wesleyan. So it's a team that has national implications again for this upcoming season here. This will be the 9th time that Hastings and Friends has met in a non-conference affair. Hastings has won 6 of those. Friends has won 2 of those meetings. So it's Hastings College and Friends University here tonight on 1230 KHS. The tip-off coming up here momentarily. A lot of the teams in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, now that the Christmas holiday break is here, not playing here tonight, but a handful of teams from the conference are playing some non-conference affairs. Dort has got a home game tonight against Martin Luther College. Midland also playing tonight a non-conference game against York College. Mount Marty is playing at Wayne State tonight in a non-conference ball game. Hastings College women's basketball team, they're out in Colorado. In fact, they're out in Denver. They've tipped off against Johnson and Wales tonight. They're playing in the Johnson and Wales Classic as they take on New Mexico College tonight, and then they'll play Johnson and Wales tomorrow. So Hastings College women playing in Denver, Colorado tonight and tomorrow night, taking on Northern New Mexico College out in the first round of that Johnson and Wales Classic. Welcome back and check the starting lineups. You're listening to Bronco Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. Plus the personal service of Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez, TM Sporting Goods, On the Bricks, 2217 Central, Downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like. To see those that run daily in the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
1230 KHAS.
Flag of the national anthem as we get set for basketball here tonight. Your starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For the Falcons out of Friends University, they will go with Brandon Johnson. Johnson is 6'3", is junior out of New Orleans, Louisiana. Johnson is averaging 9.5 points per ball game. We'll see Brent Williams, a 6'1" junior out of Plano, Texas. Williams is averaging 11.1 points per ball game. Toby Baxter is a 6'2" and sophomore out of Wichita, Kansas. Baxter is their leading scorer, averaging 14.5 points per ball game, 3.6 rebounds per game. He also dishes out 2.8 assists per contest and wins steal per ball game. And then Lawrence Anderson, 6'6", a senior out of Lee's Summit, Missouri. Lawrence Anderson is averaging 6 points and 5.6 rebounds per game. Also, he's the team leader as far as blocks are concerned. He's got 20 blocks already this season in the 13 ball games for the Falcons out of Friends. Hastings College will go with the same starting lineup that we saw the other night. Alex Thayer, a 5'10" senior out of Superior, Nebraska. Thayer is averaging 4 points per ball game. Tobin Reinwald, a 6'5" senior out of Lincoln High. Reinwald is averaging 17.8 points and 3.4 rebounds per game. He scored 28 points the other night against NCAA Division II Nebraska Kearney. Zach Lena, 6'5" senior out of Millard North High School. Zach Lena is now averaging 12 points and 8.9 rebounds per game. And then John DeWard, the other starter for Hastings, a 6'6" junior out of Utica Centennial High School. John DeWard is averaging 4.7 points and 3.6 rebounds per ball game. Hastings College is going to be dressed in their visiting crimson uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the gray. The Falcons are going to be dressed in their gray uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the red. In Wichita, Kansas tonight for Hastings College basketball and 1230 KHAS. Former Hastings College head basketball coach Lynn Farrell is in attendance here tonight. Had a chance to talk with him just a few minutes ago. Doc taking in the ball game. Lives down here in Pittsburgh, Kansas, still selling real estate on the side. So Doc Farrell is at checkout. The Broncos here tonight under head coach Bill Gabers. So Hastings College, a record of 6-8 on the season, and Friends University 4-9 meeting off here as we play a non-conference basketball game here tonight. This will be the final game before Hastings will take a few days off for the Christmas holiday break, but Hastings will get right back at it the following Monday from Christmas. We play in the Bellevue Classic down in Omaha. We've got games on Monday and Tuesday.
Your referee tonight, Joshua Sheppes.
Hastings College women's basketball team again is playing tonight out in Denver in the Johnson and Wales Classic. They're playing Northern New Mexico College, and we'll try to get an update on that ball game throughout our broadcast here tonight on 1230 KHAS. So we're set to go. Hastings will shoot to our basket to our right here at the Garvey Center in Wichita, Kansas. Jumping up for Hastings will be John DeWard as he jumps into the center circle here for the Broncos. Ball is in the air, and the tip is controlled by Friends. Falcons will shoot to our basket to our left. Here's Cody Scott with the ball. Hastings playing their man-to-man defense. Toby Baxter moves the ball and a dribble down the left side. Back out to Scott. Comes across the top now. Lawrence Anderson with the ball. Moves it to the far sideline. That's going to be Brent Williams with the ball. Williams comes across the top, now to Baxter. On the wing, here's a Brandon Johnson. He drives it. He goes to the basket. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped around. It's picked up by Scott. Scott back out of the wing. Now down in the right corner. His shot taken by Brandon Johnson. Good, a three-pointer. Brandon Johnson nails the three-pointer. They average about 8 three-pointers per ball game, and Johnson knocks down the first tray here for the Falcons out of Friends. It's a 3-0 ball game. Friends out on top. Hastings comes back in their offensive zone. Zach Leonard's got the ball. Jump pass comes to the near side. Brandon Krause has got the ball. Krause backs up, spins toward the baseline. His shot is up there and in. Brandon Krause, who had 29 points in the ball game against Nebraska Kearney the other night, scores the first 2 points here for Hastings. And there's Brandon Johnson on the transition, scoring at the other end for Friends. Hastings slow and getting back on defense. 5-2 the score now. Friends has got to lead. There's an entry pass that's going to be deflected and intercepted, and a foul is going to be called on John DeWard. He runs over Brandon Johnson. So Johnson gets a steal. He gets a three-pointer and a two-point field goal. And we have played a minute and 10 seconds down here in Wichita. So Brandon Johnson has made his presence known here in the first 1 minute of the ball game here for Friends. Friends is out on top by a score of 5-2. Falcons have got the basketball back in their offensive zone. Johnson's pass is deflected. It comes out here, but it's picked up by Lawrence Anderson. Now to Johnson again. As he holds the ball against Alex there, circles around, drives it down the right side of the lane. Jump pass down in the corner. Johnson's three is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to John DeWard of Hastings. DeWard gets the ball to Alex there. Now to Brandon Krause to Reinwald into the forecourt. Long three-pointer put up there from the corner. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Lawrence Anderson for Friends. Just underway. 2 minutes into the ball game. 5-2 the score. Friends out on top of Hastings College in men's basketball action here tonight. Here's Toby Baxter with the ball. Baxter lobs it here to Lawrence Anderson. Back out to Scott. Right side of the wing to Brent Williams. He drives it. A scoop shot no good. High in the air is Lawrence Anderson. Kicks it back down here in the corner. An offensive rebound for Friends University. And now we've got a traveling violation. Cody Scott on the wing on the right side is going to drive the ball inside the free throw circle. And he's whistled for the traveling violation. First turnover on Friends here in the ball game. They average 15 per game. Hastings College is trailing here by 3. 17 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in the first half from Wichita tonight. Alex there with the ball. Now to Tobin Reinwald. Bounce pass to get it inside to Zach Lena. He powers his way to the basket. His shot's going to be blocked down by Anderson. Ball goes to the far sideline and saved here by Friends. Running back the other way. Here come the Falcons. 2-on-2. Shot is up there. It's good, and he's fouled into play. Toby Baxter taking the ball to the hole there for Friends, and he is fouled into play. Personal foul is going to be whistled on to Brandon Krause. That's going to be his first. And the Friends Falcons are out on top of Hastings early. The score is 7-2, 17:34 to play in the first half. Baxter will go to the free throw line. He's a 78% foul shooter on the season. He's hit 41 out of 52. His shot is up to his good, so a three-point play there. And the Falcons are out on top of the Broncos by a score of 8-2. Here comes Hastings back. Brandon Krause goes for the hole, and his shot is up and in. Nice pass there by Alex Thayer. Brandon Krause gets the field goal. He's got both field goals for Hastings. 8-4 is the score now. Hastings is trailing in the ball game, driving the ball to the hole, and the ball's going to be slapped out of his hands out of bounds. That was Anderson taking the ball to the rack there for Friends. It'll be Falcons basketball. They will inbound. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Brandon Johnson will inbound the ball down here to Brent Williams, picked up by Thayer. Brent Williams spins away. The ball tipped away, but it's picked up down in the corner. Toby Baxter has got the ball, moves to his right now behind his screen. Baxter out here in three-point territory to Anderson. They lob it inside. Foul is going to be called. Personal foul going to be called inside on Hastings College, and that one's going to go on Zach Lena. Lena picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number 2 on the Broncos here in this first half of play. 17-10 remaining. In the first half, Hastings is trailing Friends University by a score of 8-4. Non-shooting foul here, so Friends will play it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket, and the inbounds pass is slapped back out of the bounce by Thayer. So Friends will play it in this time on the other side of the basket. Baseline left side underneath their own hoop, and now we got a 2 to the whistle here. We got an offensive foul called here. It's going to go on Lawrence Anderson. Lawrence Anderson picks up the personal foul for Friends, so Hastings College will have the basketball back as they come back the other way. Broncos are trailing in the ball game by a score of 8-4. Couple of field goals so far by Brandon Krause for the Broncos on offense so far. Alex Thayer has got the ball. Comes out between the rings. That's Tobin Reinwald. Now over here to Krause on the wing on the right side. Back out to Tobin. They swing it left side of the wing. Alex Thayer. Now to Brandon Krause. Now to Reinwald again on the wing. He dribbles inside, spins toward the baseline. Shot is up there and in. Tobin Reinwald, our leading scorer, averaging 17.8 points per ball game. That's now an 8-3 ball game. They've got 25-8 up on the scoreboard. That's not right. 8-3 is the score. Hastings College is down here in the ballgame. Brent Williams drives the ball to the rack, throws it back out of the wing on the left side to Johnson. He takes it in the lane. He is caught in the air, and he loses control of the ball, goes out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings College basketball. So a turnover there on Friends. That's going to be their first in the ballgame. And now they're coming over the scorers table. They're going to get this thing situated as far as the clock is concerned. Billy Gabers right in front of us says he's all right with the score right now the way it is, but they're not going to keep it that way. It's 8-6 officially. 8-6 is the score. Hastings College is trailing here in the ballgame. The Broncos come back with the ball. Tobin Reinwald has got it. On the dribble, goes over to Alex there. Now to Lena, deep in the corner on the left side. Lena, jump pass comes out to Krause on the wing. Three-pointer put up there. It's off of the mark, no good. Rebound, John DeWard. DeWard puts it up there. It's going to be blocked down. Krause picks it up. His shot in front of the basket is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Brent Williams. He brings it back 2-on-3. A runner in the lane, shot good. Brent Williams scores there. And Friends goes out on top now by a score of 10-6 in the ball game. 15 minutes and 45 seconds to play here in the first half. Here's John DeWard, top of the key. Brandon Krause over in the wing on the left side to Reinwald. Back out to Krause, top of the circle. Comes over on the wing. That's Zach Lena with the ball. Now to Tobin inside. He backs up, puts up a little one-hander in the lane. His shot is up there and in. Tobin Reinwald scores in the lane. He's got back-to-back field goals. He's got 4 points. That's now a 10-8 ball game. The Friends Falcons out on top, and they throw the basketball away. Cody Scott was throwing the ball out toward the sideline. Baxter was cutting toward the hole. It's going to be a turnover on Friends. That's going to be their third of the ball game. They've been averaging 15 on the season. Coming to the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Damian Austin. He comes in. Zach Clemens comes in for the Broncos. Connor Musel comes in. Also coming in is going to be Drew Callahan. Callahan has sat out the past couple of ball games with a high ankle sprain. He's back into the lineup now for Hastings. That's a great addition back here as Callahan's been averaging 5 points and about 5 rebounds per game. Broncos trying to drive the ball in the hole with Tobin Reinwald, and a foul is going to be called here on Baxter. That's going to be his, or check that's going to go on Khalid Rowe. That's going to be his first foul, team foul number 2 on the Falcons. It'll be Hastings playing it in on the far sideline. Here's Damian Austin, the ex-soccer player, the current soccer player, now playing basketball now in the winter season. They get the ball inside. There's a shot taken by Musel. It's going to be no good, but he's fouling the play. And Damian Austin, he played the fall for a Chris Crank on the soccer team, and now he's playing here for Bill Gabers on the basketball team. He's worked for about a week with the basketball guys. Saw some playing time the other night at Nebraska Kearney. A personal foul is going to be whistled on Rowe. That's going to be his second personal foul. Going to the free throw line now for Hastings is going to be Connor Musel. Musel is the 84% foul shooter in the season. He is 16 out of 19 from the free throw line this year. And his shot is up there is no good. Hastings is a team hitting 71% from the free throw line, 44% from the field, 38% from three-point territory. Hastings averaging 76 points per ball game on offense, but they're giving up 75 on the defensive end. Connor Musel will have one more. His shot is up there, and his shot is off of the back iron. No good. He goes to the line and misses two, and the rebound comes down to Friends. Just by the 15-minute mark here in the first half, 10-8 to score. Friends out on top here in this basketball game. There's a Toby Baxter with the ball being hounded out there by Musel. The ball tipped away. Baxter picks her back up. Down to a Williams. He takes the ball left to right across the free throw line. Reverses the ball. Goes down in the corner. Shot by Baxter is up there and in. 14, ball footer off of the left baseline. Toby Baxter scores. He's got 5 points in the ballgame. Here's a steal down for Friends, but they're out of bounds. Friends came down with it on the far sideline, but he was out of bounds. That was Baxter again. Hastings College will play things in. Broncos are down by 4. They'll play it in the volleyball spike line on the far side as they get it into a Musel. Carson Bloom into the ball game now. He handles the ball at the point here for Hastings. Goes over in the wing to Zach Clemens. Clemens dribbles inside the free throw circle. Goes over to Callahan. Callahan now to Musel on the wing on the left side. Now to Drew out here at the top of the key. Callahan looking to drive it. Dribbles once. Goes over to Clemens. Long three-pointer put up there. It's off of the iron. No good. Ball tapped around. It's picked up by Friends. Friends University coming back the other way. Here's Brent Williams with the ball. Into the offensive zone. Drives it against Damian Austin. Comes back out to the top of the key. Driving it down the right side of the lane. That's Chris Sponzel with the ball now. He's got it down the wing. There's a long-range jumper. It's going to be no good by Sponzel from three, and the rebound comes down to Hastings. That's going to be Damian Austin with the ball. Hustles into the forward court. Jump pass to Callahan for three, and his shot no good. It's in between the backboard and the rim there, and the ball is rebounded here by Brent Williams of the Falcons out of Friends. 12-8 is the score. Friends has got the lead. Here's Williams with the ball. Brings it up to the elbow. Pass out in 3 points here to Torrey. As they're working it back around, that's going to be Baxter with ball. Drives it. Leaves it down in the baseline. A shot is up there. No good. And a foul called. Singhatays. Chris Singhatays into the ball game down. He'll go to the free throw line for the Friends Falcons. The personal foul is whistled on Hastings. It's going to go on Callahan.
Number 15.
Chris Singhatays going to the free throw line down for the Friends Falcons. He's a 69% foul shooter on the season. He's hit 16 out of 23 from the foul line. His shot is up there. That one is good. So Chris Singhatays knocking down the free throw there for the Friends Falcons. He's out of Sweden. A junior, big guy at 6'5" as he toes the mark here for the Friends Falcons. It's a 13-8 ball game. Next one is up there. It is good by Singhatays. And now it's a 14-8 ball game. Friends has led this baby from the opening tap. We're in the first half here in Wichita. The Broncos pound the ball down low. A shot's going to be taken there. It's going to be no good. It's going to be partially deflected. And the ball is brought out there by Friends down the far side. Line. Baxter has got the ball. Toby Baxter now to Singhatays out here in 3-point territory. Sideline left. They get it to Amoro, who's in the ball game now. Tavon Moro. Over to Cody Scott on the far sideline as he is back into the ball game as well now for the Falcons. In 3-point territory, Moro has got the ball to Singhatays. There's a pass down low. It's going to be right through the fingertips of Scott out of bounds. Turnover number 4 now and Friends in the ball game. Here comes Ryan Wald back into the contest for Hastings College. Callahan is going to check out. 12 minutes and 53 seconds to play. Here in the first half, Hastings College is trailing here in the basketball game. The score is 14-8. The Broncos will come back. John DeWard also coming back into the ball game for Hastings College. Here's Damian Austin, the product out of Kearney High School, bringing the ball back. Tobin Reinwald has got it out here in 3-point territory. Reinwald gives the ball away to Clemens. Clemens drives the ball inside the 3-point arc. The ball tapped away. It's picked up by John DeWard. John DeWard gives it back out here to Austin at the point. Sends it over on the left wing. That's going to be Reinwald driving for the hole. He goes up with a shot. It's knocked out of his hands. That'll be Hastings playing it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 12 minutes and 29 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings trailing 14-8. Lawrence Anderson coming back into the ball game now for the Friends Falcons. Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side. They get it into John DeWard. Out to Austin. Entry pass again. The Reinwald right in front of the free throw line. And shot is up and in. Tobin Reinwald scores. That's his third field goal of the ball game. He's got 6 points. 14-10. Hastings College and Friends squaring off in non-conference basketball action here tonight. Here's Singhatays going down the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Anderson grabs the rebound. He loses the ball. It is picked up here by Reinwald. Tobin has got the ball back for Hastings. Hustles into the forecourt. Sideline left. It's going to be Reinwald. Bounce pass to Austin. Back to Reinwald for three. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Singhatays. Singhatays bringing it up down the left sideline now for Hastings. Austin goes for the steal. Can't get to it. Gets it out to Amoro. Amoro no on the right side. Going for the basket. His shot's no good, but he's fouled in the play. Johnson, Brandon Johnson, took off right at the wing on the right side and just drove it right to the basket. Did not get the field goal to go down, but he's fouled in a play here by Damian Austin. Austin picks up his first. Johnson will go to the free throw line now for Friends. He's a 66% foul shooter in the season. 14 out of 21 coming into the ball game tonight. Shot is up there. It is good. He'll get one more. Friends is out on top now by a score of 15-10. They've hit four free throws here in this first half. Hastings is 0 out of 2 from the charity stripe. Next shot by Johnson is up there. It is good. Johnson nails a couple of free throws. And Friends University is out to a 16-10 lead with 11 minutes and 44 seconds to play here in the first half from the Garvey Center in Wichita, Kansas tonight. Damian Austin with the ball out here in 3-point territory. Austin comes over to Carson Bloom. His bounce pass is deflected away from Reinwald out of bounds. Into the Friends bench. Here comes Krause back in. Here comes Thayer back in. Austin comes out. Carson Bloom comes out for the Broncos. Hastings will play things in here on the near sideline. 22 seconds remaining on the shot clock. Reinwald gets it in to John DeWard. Now to Tobin. He drives the ball to the basket and his shot is up and in. Reinwald has got 4 field goals and 8 points already in this ball game. He had 28 points the other night in that ball game against Nebraska Kearney. 16-12 is the score. Driving the ball down to the baseline. A pass out on top to Lawrence Nelson. Now to Scott. Over to Singhatays. Down in the corner. Long-range jumper good.
Number 5.
That's a Brandon Johnson on the assist from Singhatays. Johnson now with 8 points in the ballgame, 19-12. Hastings down by 7 points. There's a Brandon Krause. He drives the ball to the basket and his shot is up and he gets the roll. Krause has now got 3 field goals and 6 points in the ballgame, 19-14. Broncos are down by 5. Here's Tavon Morrow with the ball now on the wing on the left side. Dribbles to the elbow. Kicks it out here to Singate. The shot is up there and in. That's a three-pointer by Chris Singate. That's his first field goal of the ball game. It's now a 22-14 ball game. Friends University has got the lead here over Hastings College. Brandon Krause with the ball. Leaves it out here to Alex Thayer. Now inside to Lena. The Tobin Reinwald on the wing is Krause as he drives the ball to the basket and a foul is going to be called. Personal foul going to be called here on Friends. It's going to go on Brandon Johnson. That's going to be his first foul. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Falcons. Donner Muzo coming to the ball game now. Zach Lena will check out. Here comes Toby Baxter into the ball game as well for Friends. Brent Williams also checking in for the Falcons. 10 minutes and 19 seconds to play here in the first half, 22-14. Hastings trailing as they inbound. The ball is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Johnson. A turnover on Hastings. Brandon Johnson steals that ball away from Brandon Krause. Here comes the Falcons. Here come the Falcons back into the offensive zone. That's Johnson with the ball. Johnson comes out between the rings to Nelson. Rather to Anderson. Down on the left side here to Brent Williams. He drives the ball and a foul is going to be called. Connor Musel picks up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be his first. Boy, Nebraska Kearney, they shot 50 free throws against Hastings College. They hit 40 out of 50 free throws against the Broncos, and now Friends has been to the free throw line a couple of times here. Now they're going to rule this foul. It's going to go on Friends. This foul is going to go on Lawrence Anderson. That's going to be his second. So two fouls on Anderson. That's an offensive foul there. It's going to be a turnover on Friends. Coaching staff of the Falcons getting an explanation, and now Hastings College will come back the other direction. Alex Thayer with the ball. There moves it over to Brandon Krause. Free throw line extended left side. Out to Connor Musel out here in 3-point territory to Tobin. Drives it. Gives it up to Alex there. Drives the baseline. Now out to John DeWard just inside the ring. His shot is up there. It's no good. Toby Baxter grabs the rebound there for the Friends Falcons. He was the only guy underneath the Baxter at that time. Baxter comes into the forecourt. Stops inside the free throw circle. Gives it up now to Singate's out here. Singate's over to Brent Williams. On the right sideline. Underneath the basket, a jump pass comes out on top. Ball is knocked around, and it's picked up by John DeWard. DeWard's pass down the floor to Reinwald. He drives, shoots, and misses the shot. And the rebound comes down here to Singate. He runs her back the other way, driving for the hole back the other end. A big collision, and a foul is called, an offensive foul. Brett Williams going for the basket. He knocks down Krause, and Williams gets hit with an offensive charging foul. Williams, that's his first foul. That's going to be the 7th turnover on Friends here in this first half of play. 9 minutes and 12 seconds to play. Coming back into the ball game now is going to be Cody Scott. Scott comes in. And now Hastings wants to call a timeout here. So the first timeout of the ball game, and it occurs at the 9-12 mark of the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Friends University 22, Hastings College 14.
5 Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. 5 Points Bank, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball brought to you in part tonight by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. So Friends University has jumped out on top of Hastings. They've led it all the way so far. It's now a 22-14 ball game in favor of the Falcons. Hastings trying to break a 3-game losing streak in this ball game here tonight. But Friends going to be a tough opponent to handle here on the road in Wichita. They have won the last 2 ball games, 3 out of their last 4 since losing 8 games in a row. And Hastings College will come back with the basketball. The horn sounds, and Hastings will have to play it in again. 9:09 officially left on the clock here in the first half. As a Reinwald will inbound the ball again, and Hastings will come back up the floor. This is Alex Thayer with the ball now for the Broncos. Hastings in their crimson and gray uniforms here tonight. Shooting to our basket to our right. High post, John DeWard, now to Thayer. Down the right side of the lane, all the way to the baseline. They bring it back around. Reinwald back inside to DeWard, and he's going to be hit on the play, and a foul is called. Reinwald sends it in time. John DeWard got hit from behind, and a foul is going to be called here on Brent Williams. Williams picks up his second personal foul. It's going to be team foul number seven on the Friends Falcons. Into the ball game now is Tavon Morrill. Morrill comes in. Brent Williams will come to the bench, and he seems to have a one-and-one situation now with John DeWard. DeWard's a 75% foul shooter in the season. He's at 18 out of 24 from the free throw line this year. He's averaging 4.7 points per ball game. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Hastings now 0 out of 3 from the free throw line in this ball game. Here comes Toby Baxter back with the ball. Gets it out here to Singate. Singate picked up there by Reinwald. Bounce pass. They get it to Sponzel. Sponzel now to Morrill here on the left wing. Morrill gets away. He goes for the hole. Kicks it back out here. Top of the key. Driving down the lane over here on the wing on the left side. That's going to be Sponzo with the ball. Gets it over to Singates on the wing. He drives into the basket and scores. Friends University slicing up the Bronco defense as Singates takes it to the hole. It's now a 24-14 ball game. Hastings College is trailing here in the contest with 8 minutes and 20 seconds to go. Brandon Krause trying to penetrate. Can't do it. Now to Alex Thayer. Alex Thayer, bounce pass, and we have got a foul called on Hastings College, an offensive foul. An offensive foul is going to be going on John DeWard. DeWard picks up his first personal foul. So 24-14 is the score. Friends University has jumped on the Broncos here in this one. A 10-point lead as we're approaching the 8-minute mark here in the first half. Tavon Morrill with the ball. Tavon picked up by Damian Austin, who's back into the ball game. Morrill nearly lost control of it, but gets it under control and sends it over to Baxter. Baxter now to Singates at the top of the key. Over here on the left side of the wing. That's Morrill with the ball. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the right side. Now Morrill getting away from Austin. He goes for the hole, and he loses control of the ball, and he stumps on the end line trying to chase after it. A turnover on Friends. That's going to be their eighth here in the first half of play. Drew Callahan coming back in the ball game now for Hastings as John DeWard will check out. 7 minutes and 44 seconds to play here in the first half from the Garvey Center. Hastings College trailing Friends University tonight by a score of 24-14. Broncos have the ball near sideline. Reinwald works it inside. There's Callahan. His shot right underneath the basket. His shot good. Drew Callahan gets his first field goal of the ball game. It is now a 24-16 ball game. 24-16. Hastings College is trailing. There's a pass to Scott. He goes for the hole. Shot's going to be blocked down by Callahan. It goes to the corner, though, and Friends picks it up. Keeps the ball alive. Friends out on top by 8. The Falcons have the ball on their offensive end. Entry pass again. They get it inside. There's a nice pass to the left side of the basket. Chris Sponzel scoring there. Chris Sponzel gets his first field goal of the ball game, and Friends back out to a 26-16 lead. This matches their biggest lead of the ball game at 10 points here. Brandon Krause with the ball, dribbling with it against the man-to-man defense here for Friends. His defense not too shabby. They give up just 67 points per ball game for Friends. On the wing is Krause. He throws up a three. It's going to be an air ball. No good. Rebound is taken down on the baseline. Brett Williams will take it down the far sideline to a Morrill. Morrill gets the ball away as they work it across the top now to a Singate's downloader. Scott has shot. It's up and in. He's fouling a play. Cody Scott works himself loose as he slides in there from the left corner to the goal. They got him the ball, and he is fouling a play. And Scott will go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. 6:31 to go. Now in the first half, that's going to be on Callahan. Callahan picks up his second personal foul here for Hastings, and Cody Scott will go to the free throw line. The Friends Falcons now on top of the Broncos by a score of 28-16 as the officials confer down here in the lane about something as they try to sort things out. Bronco basketball tonight brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare, proud to team with Hastings College and presenting Broncos sports for the 2014-2015 season. They've got things situated. 28-16 is the score. Scott to the free throw line. His shot is up there and in. A three-point play by Cody Scott. And now it's 29-16. Coming back into the ball game will be Brandon Johnson for Friends. He got off to a whale of a start tonight for the Falcons with a three and a two and also a steal. He's got 10 points already in the ball game. Johnson back in there. Zach Clemens comes in now for Hastings. Callahan will come out. Broncos are down early, 13 points here. 29-16 the score. With 6.5 minutes to go here in the first half. From Wichita tonight. Hastings with the ball. Zach Clemens has got it back out to Musial. A long three put up there. It's going to be off of the heel of the iron. No good. And the rebound comes down here to Brandon Johnson. Here come the Falcons quickly into the forecourt now. That's going to be a Sponza with the ball. Picked up by Zach Clemens. They get the ball to the top of the key to Singates. Singates now to Morrill behind his screen. Morrill dribbling with the ball. Back out to Esponzo as he sends it to the far sideline. It's off of the fingertips of Brandon Johnson out of bounds. Turnover number 9 on Friends. Hastings has got 2 turnovers in this first half of play, but the Broncos are trailing by 13, 29-16. Here comes Damian Austin with the ball down for the Broncos. Flips it away to Brandon Krause. Krause working against Johnson on the right wing. Brandon Krause goes to the far side now. That's going to be Zach Lena as he takes off, drives into the basket. We got a foul called. Zach Lena trying to take the ball to the basket is fouled into play here by Chris Singate. That's going to be his first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 8 on the Friends Falcons here in this first half of play. Going to the stripe for Hastings will be Zach Lena. Lena is a 72% foul shooter in the season. He's 60 out of 83 from the free throw line, and his shot is up there as good. That's the first free throw that Hastings has hit tonight. Broncos now 1 out of 4 from the charity stripe. 5:45 to play here in the first half, 29-17. Hastings down by 12. Next shot is up there around the rim and down the hole it goes. 29-18 now. Here comes Friends shooting to our basket to our left in their gray and red uniforms here tonight. That's going to be Brandon Johnson in the ball. Johnson comes out to Singate. Singate down to Morrill. On the wing on the left side, picked up by Damian Austin. Bounce pass left side of the lane to Singate. He goes up. His shot good. 15, he got around to Brandon Krause on the baseline and scores. He's now got to 9 points in the ball game, 31-18. Friends has got the lead. Long pass goes inside. As mishandled by Lena out of bounds, and it's going to be a turnover on Hastings. Lena couldn't control it. It goes out of bounds. Right underneath the basket. John DeWard comes back into the ball game now for Hastings College. The Broncos are down by 13 points now. 5 minutes and 12 seconds to play. Not shooting the ball real well there in this one tonight. Baxter has got the ball over here on the wing on the left side to Johnson. He lobs it back door, grabbing the ball down there to Singates, and he puts it in. Chris Singates scoring there. He's now got 11 points in the ball game, and Billy wants to call a timeout. Hastings calls a timeout as they have fallen behind by 15 points here in the first half of play as Friends really slicing up the Bronco defense here in this one. We've got a timeout. We'll take a break with a score. Friends University 33, Hastings 18.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS from the Husker Power Products broadcast booth. Husker Power Products with irrigation and industrial engines, pumps, and generators online at huskerpowerproducts.com. So Friends University jumping out on top of Hastings early in this one. 33-18 is the score. Hastings College women's basketball team also in action tonight. They're playing in the Johnson and Wales Classic out in Denver tonight and tomorrow night. Hastings playing Northern New Mexico College tonight. They got Johnson and Wales coming up tomorrow. And both teams will take a little break for the holidays and get back at it right after the Christmas break. The Hastings College men will be playing in the Bellevue Classic on the Monday and Tuesday following Christmas. Hastings trailing here by 15 points following the timeout. Connor Musial with the ball, dribbles left to right across the top of the key, goes over to John DeWard, right side of the lane. DeWard bounce pass out here to Krause, back inside to John DeWard. DeWard puts it up there left-handed in the lane, and shot no good. Rebound comes down to Lena. Lena is surrounded. Now we got a foul called. Zach trying to go back up there, but he had a bunch of Falcons hanging on him. A personal foul is going to be whistled on Friends. A personal is going to be called here on Chris Sponzel. That's going to be his first foul. That's going to be team foul number 9 in the Falcons. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Zach Lena. Into the ball game for Hastings is going to be Reinwald. And Krause will come to the bench. But Toby and Reinwald back in there now for Hastings. He's got 8 points here in the ballgame. Leads the Broncos in scoring in this ballgame. Shot from the free throw line is up there and in by Zach Lynn. He's now 3 out of 3 from the line. He'll get one more. 33-19 is the score. Hastings down by 14 points here in this one. Zach Lena will have one more as he toes the mark. The guy puts her up there, and the shot is around the rim and rolls off. No good. Rebound. John DeWard is fouled. Shot. No good. He's fouling the play. John DeWard gets a big offensive rebound there on the missed free throw from Zach Lena. And now John DeWard will go to the free throw line for Hastings. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Singate. That's going to be his second personal foul. Team foul number 10 on Friends. John DeWard to the free throw line. His shot. No good. John DeWard is now 0 for 2 from the line tonight. John will have another one. A 75% foul shooter in the season. His next one is up there. He misses that one as well. So a couple of misses from John DeWard from the free throw line. And the rebound comes down to Friends. Falcons come back with the ball on the right sideline. They've got it over there. It's Toby Baxter with the ball. They work around the left wing here. Tavon Morrow has got the ball. He works against the Damian Austin. A pass out on top to Sponzel. Goes over in the right wing to a Brandon Johnson. Johnson gets away, won't put up a shot. Sponzel now has got the ball on the wing. Back down in the corner to Johnson. Hops inside. Nice move to the basket, and his shot is up and in. Brandon Johnson scoring there. He's got 12 points in the ballgame. 35-19. Hastings College is down by 16. Here's a steal now by Friends coming back the other way. A driving layup is up there and in. Toby Baxter gets the interception and the bucket on the other end. He's got 7 points. Hastings is down 37-19 here in the first half of play at the Garvey Center in Wichita tonight. Hastings trying to break a three-game losing streak. Zach Lena with the ball. He spins it down to line. His shot is up here. His lane shot is up, be up there no good. And the rebound comes down to Friends, and a foul is going to be called. They go on Lena as he goes against the Chris Sponzel fighting for the rebound following his missed shot and picks up the personal foul for his efforts. That's going to be the second foul on Zach Lena. Team foul number 8 on Hastings. We're going to walk to the other end now. And this will be a 1-1 situation for Chris Sponzel. He's got a field goal and 2 points so far tonight. He's just a 42% foul shooter on the season. He's hit 6 out of 14 foul shots. And Sponzel will go to the free throw line here. He's a 6'7" senior player from Garden Plain, Kansas. And his shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Hastings with a rebound. Broncos are down by a bunch here. With 3:23 to play, it's 37-19. Tobin Reinwald takes the ball into the lane. He goes up with a shot. It's going to be blocked down, but a foul is going to be called on Sponzel. Chris picks up his second personal foul. That's going to send Reinwald to the free throw line. Bronco basketball tonight brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Reinwald. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. Reinwald now at 9 points in the basketball game. He's now 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. He'll get one more. Zach Clemens coming into the ball game for Hastings, and Zach Lena will come to the bench. Hastings down by 17 points here in the first half. It's Friends 37, Hastings 20. Next shot is up there. It is good by Reinwald. 37-21, 3:17 to play here in the first half from the Garvey Center. Here comes Tavon Morrow with the ball. Morrow working against the Damian Austin, takes it to the far sideline, moves it down in the corner. Now with the Sponzel on the wing. Here's Brandon Johnson at the top of the key. Over here on the left side of Toby Baxter looking to penetrate on the baseline. Can't do it. Baxter back on the top to Sponzel. Down to Baxter on the left wing around his screen. Takes it to the elbow. Kicks it down here to Sponzel for three. Shot good. Chris Sponzel hitting a three ball. He's now got 5 points in the ball game. That's now a 40-21 score. Friends out on top of Hastings College here tonight in men's college basketball. Clemens with the ball, now to Reinwald on the wing. Can't put up a shot. Johnson running his face defensively. Out here, the Bloom sends it over to Damian Austin. His pass down the right side of the lane is going to be intercepted by Scott, the fifth turnover on Hastings. Here's Tavon Morrill down in the corner, right side to Baxter. Shot for three is no good. Tip try, no good. Another offensive rebound. Sponzel has got the ball. Sponzel gets it now to Baxter. Baxter on the left side of the lane, picked up by Damian Austin. Baxter dribbling with the ball. Now to Sponzel for three. Shot is up there. Good. Back-to-back trays there by Chris Sponzel. He's now got 8 points in the ball game, and the Friends University having their way tonight with the Hastings College defense. 43-21 is the score. The Broncos are down with 2 minutes to play here in the first half. There's a shot taken by Austin. It's going to be no good. The ball goes out of bounds. Last touchdown there by Zach Clemens. Hastings not shooting the ball real well here in this basketball game here tonight. And Friends University canning some three-pointers. Again, they average about 8 three-pointers per ball game. Friends has been hitting only 31% of those shots taken from downtown, but they're knocking them down here tonight on their home gym here at the Garvey Center. Down in the corner, there's another three put up by Scott. It's going to be up there and in. Cody Scott nails another three-pointer from the left corner. That's 46-21. Hastings will take a three at the other end from Reinwald. The shot's going to be up there, no good. And the rebound comes down here to Toby Baxter. Down the right sideline, losing control of the ball there is going to be Brandon Johnson, but he had it knocked out of his hands. So it's going to be Friends playing things in off of the far sideline. Coming into the ball game now for Friends, a new man is going to be Heath Hoffmeister. He's a 6'4" and sophomore from Independence, Kansas. Transfer kid from Independence Community College. So it's going to be Friends with the basketball. A minute and 15 seconds to play. Friends has got a 25-point lead here over Hastings College. Devon Morrow has got the ball. Left-handed dribble out here in three-point territory to Hoffmeister. Down to Brandon Johnson. Johnson drives the ball against Krause, spins away. The ball is going to be lost out of his hands. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be a turnover on Friends. Johnson trying to make a spinning move right at the free throw line. Lost control of the ball, and the thing came shooting out there and went to the far sideline out of bounds. Turnover number 10 on Friends here in the ball game. But the Falcons have a 25-point lead over Hastings with under a minute to play. Driving the ball to the basket is going to be Krause. His shot is up there. It's going to be good, but he's called for the steps. Traveling violation called on Brandon Krause. That's six turnovers now on Hastings here in the first half of play. 47 seconds to go until halftime. It's a 46-21 ball game. Friends University out on top. Friends, a team that's been averaging only 65 points per ball game. They've hung 46 on Hastings here in the first half. Here's Johnson to the ball. Johnson down to Baxter. Hands it away. The ball's going to be chipped. The ball is loose. It comes to the near side, and we got a, let's see, we have a foul called. They're going to have a foul call. No, it's going to be off of the fingertips of Cody Scott, they say, out of bounds right here in front of the scorers table. But Hastings College will play things in. Broncos will play things in. Officially a turnover on Friends. That's going to be their 11th of the first half of play. Alex Thayer will now bring the ball into the offensive zone. Hastings will play the final shot here. Despite trailing by 25 points at 46-21. Thayer just dribbling with the ball out here just by the 10-second line. Tavon Morrow is right in his face defensively. Thayer starts to move now with 10 seconds. Thayer goes to Tobin right in front of the free throw line. His shot no good. Rebound Clemens. His shot's going to be blocked down and a foul called. The shot that Tobin took was partially deflected. Zach Clemens right underneath the basket to grab the ball. He goes back up and he's fouled into play here by Cody Scott. Scott picks up his first personal foul. It's going to be Clemens going to the free throw line for Hastings. He's a 75% foul shooter on the season. He's 15 out of 20. 5.9 seconds to play. His shot is up there. It's good. Clemens will get one more. Brent Williams coming in. Here comes Chris Singate back into the ballgame now for Friends. And also coming in is going to be Brandon Johnson. So I assume the three-point specialists are in there now for Friends. Are they trying to knock one down right here before halftime? 46-22 is the score. Hastings College is trailing. Zach Clemens' free throw is up there. It's off of the right side. It is no good. Rebound comes down to Friends. Baxter down the left sideline. Throws up a three. His shot is up there. No good. And that's the end of the first half of play. Boy, Hastings College, a lot of work to do here in half number two. They are trailing Friends University at halftime. The score, Friends 46, Hastings College 22. You're listening to Men's College Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors in 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball here tonight. We're at halftime. Friends University out on top of Hastings College. It is 46-22 here at the break. Halftime show tonight brought to you by Valentino's of Hastings. Now enjoy everything that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, or for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings are located at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. Check the shooting numbers in the first half of play. We mentioned the Broncos' shooting woes. The figures kind of bear it out here. Hastings hitting only 8 out of 26 from the field in the first half of play for 30%. Meanwhile, Friends, they are 17 out of 25 for 68%. So Hastings being outshot in the first half, 68% to 30%. The Broncos are 0 out of 9 on three-pointers. Meanwhile, Friends has hit 6 out of 10 three-pointers for 60%. Thus, the score here at halftime of 46-22. Hastings hitting 6 out of 13 from the free-throw line for just 47%. Meanwhile, Friends University, they are 6 out of 7 from the line, 85%. So you can tell why the Broncos are trailing 30% from the field, 0 out of 9 on three-pointers, and are hitting just 47% from the free-throw line in this first half of play. Broncos also being pounded on the boards. Friends has got 21 rebounds in the first half compared to only 8 for Hastings. Friends has got 4 offensive rebounds. Hastings has got 4. But Friends has got 17 defensive rebounds, 4 for Hastings College. When you're hitting 68% from the floor, there's not a lot of defensive rebounds to grab there for the Broncos. Hastings has got 8 turnovers officially in the first half of play. Meanwhile, Friends University, they have turned the ball over 14 times here in the basketball game. Hastings has got no block shots and 1 steal. Friends University has got 3 block shots and 4 steals. Again, our score at halftime, Friends University out on top of Hastings College tonight. The score is 46-22 here at halftime. Checking the scoring in the ball game so far, Hastings has got 10 points tonight from Tobin Reinwald. He's got 4 field goals, and he has 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for his 10 points. Brandon Krause, he's got 3 field goals and 6 points in the ball game. Zach Lynn has got 3 points, all on free throws. He's 3 out of 4 from the charity stripe. 2 points tonight for Drew Callahan on a field goal. 1 point for Zach Clemens. He's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. And that is it. John DeWard has been in the ball game. He is 0 out of 3 from the free throw line in the first half of play. Connor Musel, he's been in the ball game as well. He is 0 out of 2 from the line. Alex Thayer has not scored so far. Carson Bloom has not scored. Those are the other guys that have been in the ball game for Hastings College in this first half of play. Meanwhile, for Friends University, Brandon Johnson, he has got 12 points here in the first half. Johnson has nailed a couple of three-pointers in the ball game. In fact, he's got 2 threes. He's also 2 out of 2 from the free throw line, so 12 points for Brandon Johnson. Chris Singate got into the contest and scored 11 points in the first half of play. He's got 1 three-pointer, and he is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. The other score for Friends, we've got to Chris Sponzel. Sponzel's come in and hit a couple of three-pointers and a 2-point field goal. He's 0 out of 1 from the free throw line. Toby Baxter, he's got 3 field goals, and he is 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. He's got 7. Cody Scott, he has got a 3-pointer and a 2-pointer. He is 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. He's got 6. And the other scorer was Brent Williams. He's got a field goal and 2 points here at halftime. So again, Hastings College is trailing Friends University as Hastings tries to break a three-game losing streak here tonight, but they're down by 24 points here at halftime. Friends 46, Hastings College 22. Again, the Hastings College women's basketball team, they are playing tonight in Denver against Northern New Mexico College. No score in on that ball game yet. That's in the Johnson and Wales Classic. The other men's games going on as far as the teams in the Great Plains Athletic Conference tonight. You've got Martin Luther College playing a non-conference game at Dort. York College is playing at Midland tonight. Mount Marty is playing at Wayne State. Women are also playing some non-conference affairs tonight. Martin Luther College playing at Dort and Baker University in Fremont to take on Midland. Hastings trailing here ahead at halftime to Friends University 46-22. We'll take a break and come back with Hastings College Spotlight. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Val and Joel say let's make a deal on the best top quality late model vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Deals this week, a 2011 Nissan Rogue SL and a 2012 Honda Accord LX. Kirshner's Auto Corner on the corner of Colorado and South Street in Hastings.
Comfort means something different to everyone, and Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853, and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
It's time now for Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Find out more at www.hastings.edu. In just a minute, we'll join Tyson Hebronick for Hastings College Spotlight.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors in 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
And welcome back inside the KHS Radio Sports Studios. We are at halftime here of our Hastings College basketball broadcast. Joining us on the program now for the Hastings College Spotlight, it is Coach Mike Shadwinkle. He is the head coach of the Hastings College wrestling team. The Hastings College Spotlight is brought to you in part by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Coach Shadwinkle, first of all, we appreciate the time this evening here on the Hastings College Spotlight, and we thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Coach, let's dive into Hastings College wrestling program here. You yourself are a first-year head coach out of Grand Island Senior High. Got hired after Coach Kelly had resigned. Talk maybe just a little bit about your kind of first year on the job.
Well, so far everything's been going great. I'm just kind of plugging away and reacquainting myself with the college recruiting and the college lifestyle a little bit. I held a college job before I came to Grand Island. I was the head coach at Dakota Wesleyan University up in South Dakota. And so, you know, I'm just kind of getting reacquainted with everything that needed to be done and getting acquainted with all our kids and just kind of banging through this first semester and feeling each other out a little bit. The kids are getting to know me as well as I'm trying to get to know them. And we're up and running now, and so things are going real well.
Well, and as far as you opened up the Great Plains Athletic Conference season, picking up some action on the road against Doan in a Doan duel on last Friday night, talk just a little bit about your early impressions of this wrestling team.
Well, it's really a lot like a lot of college wrestling teams that right now I feel like we've got. A real nice group of kids, and we've got a nice front line of kids. The key for us, just like a lot of college programs, is staying healthy. And it's hard to do in a sport like this. It's so rough and sometimes physical that keeping kids healthy is a challenge. But You know, I feel like when we can put everybody out there and have a good lineup out there, we're going to have a nice dual team and a strong team. It's going to be very competitive in the GPAC conference. You know, the thing is right now we're just constantly taping up and band-aiding and trying to keep everybody wrestling. So, but a great start to the GPAC season, the win over Doan. Probably a team that's maybe the most improved team in the conference. From what I've read about and heard about from other coaches and people around the conference. So for us to get that first win and start the conference season off that way really makes us feel good and gets us off on the right foot. But we know that there's going to be some really tough ones too down the road that we're going to have to really buckle down for.
We'll talk about a few of those contests as we roll along here on the Hastings College Spotlight. But let's take a look at this lineup that you have here for Hastings College Wrestling and kind of go through who you expect to shine on the mats.
You know, we've got returning national qualifiers in Alec Chantepetet at 141 and Connor Blanco, who we were planning on having him at 157, and, you know, kind of through consulting him and then also talking a little bit back and forth, Connor and I and the coaching staff, we've kind of decided that maybe the best thing for him and maybe even for our program as well to get him down to 149. And the Doan duel was the first time that he made it down and beat a pretty good kid in Wyatt Phillips at 149. So Connor's one that we really expect some big things out of at 149. Stedman Wang is another returning qualifier at 174. Joel Hernandez at 197. And, you know, we're still kind of trying to feel Joel out a little bit. He just joined us in the last couple of weeks after the football season. And, you know, we're still kind of trying to decide what we're going to do with Joel. We may leave him up at 197 or we may take him down to 184 where he wrestled last year and was a national qualifier there. So those are kind of some of the bigger names. A couple of newcomers that we're expecting to kind of start shining a little bit more and more is Trey Trujillo at 133. Trey was a two-time state champion for me up in Grand Island and initially started at UNK and then transferred down here after a redshirt last year. So Trey can be a force for us at 133, we think. And then another, an incoming freshman, Devin Ushio at 125 from Alliance, Nebraska, is another kid that we're hoping will step up and come on here a little bit more in the second semester. So really up and down our lineup, we feel like we're fairly solid, but it's just a matter of, like I said, keeping them all healthy and keeping them all hitting on all cylinders, and really feel like down the road, if we do that, that we're going to make a little noise in the conference and maybe even surprise a few people.
Mike Chadwinkle, again, the head coach of the Hastings College Wrestling Program, joining us here on the Hastings College Spotlight. The Broncos now 1-0 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. And you mentioned a little bit down the road, you have some tougher competition coming up. Kind of take us through the wrestling schedule here before we head into the second semester.
So next week we'll have, we're heading out to Chadron to wrestle Chadron State in Augustana. On the 20th, and those are going to be two really tough duels for us against two Division II schools that are both pretty solid, especially, you know, Augustana is ranked, I think, 15th in Division II right now. So both those duels are going to be very challenging. And then we'll go into a little bit of a break and some downtime, and then we'll return back for our home open, and we'll also duel Jamestown College. I guess it's the University of Jamestown now on Friday the 9th of January, and then we host our Brad Casadas Open on Saturday the 10th right in Farrell Arena, and then the following week we have Morningside at home on the 16th. So those are kind of some early, really tough duels, and then we're really pretty much into conference season pretty much after that.
Once again, the Hastings College Bronco wrestling team getting off to a good start here to start off the 2014-2015 campaigns with their win in the duel over Doan this past Friday. Mike Chadwinkle, the head coach of the Hastings College wrestling team, joining us here on the Hastings College Spotlight. Coach, congratulations on the success of the start of the season, and we wish you the best moving forward, and we look forward to checking back in with you again here on the program real soon. But we wish you the best of luck moving forward.
Thanks a lot. We appreciate it.
You've been listening to Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that.
Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like.
1230 KHAS.
Our play is back in here in the second half. It's Tobin Reinwald taking the first shot, but it was blocked out of bounds immediately by Lawrence Anderson, so Hastings will play things in. The Broncos are trailing 46-22. The beginning of the second half, Krause from the corner, shot for three, is going to be off of the front iron, no good. Rebound comes down here to Toby Baxter for Friends University. Friends shot the eyes out of the basket from three and from the field in the first half of play. In fact, 60% plus against Hastings College in the first half of play. Baxter has got the ball out here in three-point territory, picked up there by Connor Musel, who gets the start for Hastings here in the second half. Baxter with the ball comes over here to the near side now to Brandon Johnson behind his screen. Johnson picked up by Ryan Wald as the Broncos stay man-to-man inside. The Scott shot is up and in. Cody Scott got the ball there right in front of the basket. He scores. He's got 8 points in the ball game, and it's 48-22. The Broncos are down by 26 points now here in this basketball game. Hastings with only 22 points on the board, and we're in the second half of play. A nice behind-the-back pass by Krause down on the baseline to Ryan Wald, and he lays it in. Krause gets the assist. Tobin Ryan Wald gets the field goal. Tobin's now got 12 points in the ball game, 48-24. Baxter with the ball to Scott. Now for Friends University, back in their offensive zone. On the far sideline, the ball tipped away from Johnson. Hastings has the ball. The 15th turnover on Friends. Here's Krause with it now for Hastings. The Musel down in the corner to Damian Austin. Shot is up there and in. A three-point play there by Damian Austin. So the Broncos come back. Damian hits a three-pointer from the deep right corner, and the Broncos are now down by 21 points, 48-27. Here's a Friends University with the ball. Baxter has got it. Right sideline. Baxter around his screen from Anderson. Comes out into three-point territory. Now a foul is going to be called. An offensive foul called there on the Friends Falcons. It's going to go on Lawrence Anderson. He was the guy trying to set the screen there on the wing. He's whistled for an illegal screen. That's going to be personal foul number three on Anderson. He comes out of the ball game now. Chris Sponzel comes back in there for Friends. 48-27 the score. Hastings College down by 21 points. We have played 2 minutes here in the second half of play from the Garvey Center in Wichita, Kansas tonight. Tobin Reinwald comes to the near sideline. Brandon Krause tries the ball to the hole. Contact made, foul called. Personal foul going to be whistled here. An offensive foul is going to be called, and Brandon Krause. Krause runs into Chris Sponzel, but an offensive charging foul is going to be whistled on Krause. That's going to be his second. Turnover number 9 on Hastings College in the ballgame. 48-27. We got a pushing foul now from Ryan Waldus. Friends inbound of the basketball. Tobin picks up his first personal foul. So they will try it again here in backcourt. Hastings applying some pressure in backcourt, needing some additional possessions here in the second half. They're trailing by 21 points. Sponzel has got the ball. Now they get it to Brent Williams. Hustles into the forecourt. There's a Chris Singate scoring there on the break. Nice pass by Brent Williams as a Singate gets the field goal, and it's now a 50-27 ball game. So now a good outing here for Hastings College on the road in Wichita tonight. There's Damian Austin driving the ball, loses control of it, but Krause picks it up in the corner. Brandon Krause has to get rid of it. He does. Out to John DeWard. Down the right sideline to Ryan Wald. He passes on the far side. He's going to be intercepted. He was stepping out of bounds. That was stepping out of bounds over there. That was Williams. So Hastings will play things in on the far sideline. Ryan Wald will play things in. 17-17 remaining. In the basketball game, it's 50-27. Friends University out on top of Hastings in this non-conference affair tonight. Alex Thayer with the ball. Thayer out here in three-point territory. Sends it to Brandon Krause on the wing. He is hit. Down he goes, and a foul is going to be called. A personal foul can be whistled here on Chris Singate. That's going to be his third personal foul. That's going to be team foul number two. Team foul number two on the Friends University here in this second half. And Hastings College will play it in again. Brandon Krause will look to play things in for the Broncos. Gets it in. Alex there. Friends still in a man-to-man defense. It's been tough on the Broncos here tonight. Tobin Reinwald. Right sideline. They reverse the ball to get it here to Zach Lehnen. Now to Alex there. Brandon Krause fakes the three. Comes back out on top to third. Dribble penetration. Can't do anything with the ball. Comes out to Krause. Back out to Thayer. There looks, comes back to Brandon Krause on the wing on the left side. Around the screen, Brandon Krause at the top of the key, spins at the elbow, takes it down the lane. His shot's going to be blocked down by Cody Scott. The ball's going to be recovered here by Brett Williams. Williams has got it for Friends University, running back the other way. 16.5 minutes to play. The Broncos are trailing 50-27. Here's a Brett Williams. He gets away. Jump pass down in the left corner. They get it down to a Baxter. Drives the baseline. His running one-hander is up there. No good. And the foul is going to be called. Baxter taking the ball from the left corner toward the goal. He goes up with a shot. And he's hacked on the arm there by Brandon Krause of Hastings. That's going to be the third foul on Krause. And that's going to send Baxter to the free throw line. He's one out of one so far tonight. 78% of the season. Baxter has got 7 points in the ballgame. He'll have a couple of shots here as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Shot is up there. It's going to be good. He'll get one more. Jake Hansen is going to come into the ballgame now for Hastings College. Hansen is 6'2" freshman at Omaha Gross. He comes into the contest now for Hastings as Bill Gavers looks for something to get started here offensively. The Broncos are just 27 points on the board. Here's the next shot by Baxter is up there and in. Toby Baxter hits a couple of free throws, and Hastings down in the ballgame by a score of 52-27. Zach Lena with the ball, top of the key. Goes over to Hansen on the wing. Hansen brings it back to Lena. Just inside the three-point arc, he drives the ball down the lane. Nice pass underneath the basket. His shot is up the reverse layup. No good by DeWard. He loses control of the ball and the rebound, and is picked up here by a Friends University back the other way. Falcons have the ball on the far sideline. That's Caleb Rose into the ball game now. Caleb Rowe with the basketball as he comes over here to the near sideline to a Brent Williams. Williams gets away. He drives the ball to the goal, puts it up off of the window, and scores.
Number 12,
Brent Williams now with 4 points in the ball game, and it's 54-27. Hastings down big time here in the second half of play with 15:39 to go. Alex Thayer with the ball on the wing. Alex Thayer comes over to Lena. He gets away. He drives the ball to the goal, and a foul is going to be called. They got a block shot in there from Chris Singate, but I think Singate has also been guilty of a personal foul there. That's going to be his third personal foul. Team foul number three. That's going to be on Chris Sponzel instead. They were both there, and Chris Sponzel gets hit with a personal foul. Zach Lena goes to the free throw line here for Hastings. Lena 3 out of 4 from the line tonight. His only points have come from the charity stripe, and his shot is up there. It's going to be good.
And for Hastings, number one,
into the ball game now for Hastings, Damian Austin. Also coming in will be Zach Clemens. Thayer will come out. John DeWard will come out. 54-28. Friends University out on top of Hastings College here tonight in men's college basketball. Next shot is up there. It is good from Zach Lena. 54-29. The Broncos applying pressure here in backcourt. Friends will inbound the ball. Brent Williams has got it. He'll bring things up against Austin. Brent Williams gets it across the 10-second line with a bounce pass to Scott. Back here to Brent Williams. And now a foul is going to be called on the near sideline on Jake Hansen trying to knock the ball loose there from Toby Baxter. So Hansen picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 4 on the Broncos. 15:23 to play in the ball game. It's 54-29. The Broncos are trailing here in the contest. Friends University has got the ball. Toby Baxter, a rainbow pass, goes down in the corner on the left side to Rowe. Rowe puts it on the floor, dribbles behind a screen, brings it up high. Out here to Cody Scott now. Cody Scott to the near sideline to Williams. He takes the ball into the hole. A pass off underneath the basket to Rowe. It's off of his fingertips out of bounds. And we have a foul in there. Yes, Hastings College going to be guilty of a foul in there. It's going to go on.
Personal foul on the Broncos, number 41.
41 is going to be Zach Clemens. He gets nailed for the personal foul. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 5 on Hastings. It's going to be Friends University playing it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. That's a Brent Williams looking. We got another foul called as they got it into the corner. And the foul's going to go on Damian Austin. Trying to hold a row out of there and gets hit with a personal foul. Austin picks up his second. Team foul number 6 on Hastings. So the next foul will already send Friends to the free throw line. We're just 4 minutes and 54 seconds into the second half here in Wichita as they play things in the row. Comes out to a Cody Scott. Cody Scott picked up there by Zach Lena. High left side, cross-court pass comes over here. Long-range jumper from the corner. Shots put up there by Williams. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Lena of Hastings. Now to Austin. His cross-court pass comes on the near side to Hanson on the baseline. His shot is up there. No good. The ball tapped to the corner. That's picked up by Williams. Brent Williams runs her back the other way for Friends across the 10-second line. Williams flips the ball away. He'll play with it out here in three-point territory. That's a Toby Baxter with the ball. Drives it to the hoop. And shot good. Boy, friends getting to the basket easily here in this ball game against the Hastings College defense. 56-29 is the score. The Friends University Falcons blowing the Broncos out of here on our home floor. There's a pass underneath the basket to Hansen, and he lays it in. Jake Hansen gets the field goal for Hastings. 56-31 is the score. Here's Brett Williams back the other way. He dishes it off in the last second. His shot is put up there. No good by Sponzel. And the rebound comes down here to Hastings. That's Zach Lena with the rebound. Damian Austin. Now to Hansen. To Austin. 200 pass comes out on top. Lena with the ball. Brings it back on the wing. Clemens for three. Shot good. Zach Clemens hits a three-pointer for Hastings. He's down about 4 points in the ball game. It's 56-34. Hastings down by 22 now in the second half. Williams with the ball now for Friends. Into the offensive scoring zone. Broncos stay with a man-to-man defense there. Williams, bounce pass comes over to the near side to Scott. Now to Rowe, back to Cody Scott. He drives the baseline. They work it back around to the top of the key. A three-pointer put up there by Sponzel. The shot's going to be no good. And a rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Bloom with a rebound, and he's fouling the play. Cody Scott picks up the personal foul for Friends. That's going to be his second, team foul number four on Friends University. Bronco basketball tonight brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's get it delivered at 604 South Burlington. Carson Bloom comes out of the ball game now for Hastings College. So Bloom is out of there. And Brandon Krause comes back in. 13:25 to play in the ball game. Hastings down in this contest by the score of 56-34. Here's Zach Clemens at the elbow left side. Now to Lena. Lena left side of the lane, looking. Now puts it on the floor, dribbles to the free throw line. The ball poked away. Lena picks it back up, spins down the lane. His shot is up there and in. Zach Lena scores for Hastings. That's his first field goal tonight. He's got 7 points, and Hastings back to within 20. 56-36. 13 minutes to play here in the second half from the Garvey Center in Wichita tonight. On the wing is going to be Brandon Johnson, who's back into the ball game. Johnson tries to hand the ball away. It's tipped away, but Tavon Morrow picks it up. He wrestles that ball away from Damian Austin. Morrow bounce pass now. Over in the far sideline is Sponzel. Sponzel gets away, and we got a foul called. Sponzel gets away. And a foul is going to go on to Hastings College.
Personal foul number 41.
It's going to go on Zach Clemens. That's going to be his second personal foul.
Team foul
number 7 on Hastings. So this will be a 1-1 situation here. Going to the free throw line is going to be Chris Sponzel for Friends University. He's 0 out of 1 from the stripe tonight. He's got 8 points in the ball game. Chris Sponzel, just a 42% foul shooter on the season. As Chris Sponzel will toe the mark here for the Friends University Falcons. Sponzel looks up there. His shot is up. It rims off, no good. Rebound Hastings. So the Broncos are down by 20 points. Still some time here with just under 13 minutes to play in the second half. Here's a Krause with the ball on the wing on the right side. Pass comes out to Zach Clemens near the 10-second line. Clemens works against Sponzel. Goes over there to Alex Thayer. Now we got a foul away from all the action. And let's see. Foul underneath the basket there is going to go on Friends. It's going to go on Khalid Rowe. That's going to be his third personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 5 on Friends University. And now Billy wants to call a timeout. Hastings College calls a timeout. 12 minutes and 26 seconds to play. We'll take a break with a score. Friends University 56, Hastings 36.
Goodyear, driven by those who use the world as their proving ground. And everything we've learned making these tires inspires what we roll into yours. Goodyear. More driven.
And now through December 31st, get up to $80 by mail-in rebate when you purchase a set of 4 select Goodyear tires. Double your rebate up to $160 when you make the purchase on your Goodyear credit card.
Come see us at Graham Tire for a better tire and service experience. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College women's basketball team playing Northern New Mexico College tonight out in Denver. They've got 10 minutes to play in the second half, and Hastings is out on top by the score of 61-37. Hastings College women out on top 61-37 against Northern New Mexico College out in the Johnson Wales Classic in Denver. There's a shot off the baseline up and in by Krause, and he's fouling the play. Krause working from the right corner toward the goal. He scores, and Brandon Krause goes to the free throw line and trying to make this a 3-point play. Krause, after scoring 29 the other night against Nebraska Kearney, has got 4 field goals and 8 points here in this one. Personal foul goes on Lawrence Anderson. That's going to be his fourth personal foul for the Falcons. Coming into the ball game now for our friends is going to be Chris Singate. And going on is going to be Anderson with four personal fouls. So Krause to the free throw line and trying to make this a three-point play. Hastings now down by 18 points. Broncos trailed 46-22 at halftime. Sound from the free throw line is up there and in. So a three-point play by Brown and Krause. And Hastings back to within 17. This is as close as we have been in a while. Now we got a foul called on the Broncos before they inbound the basketball. That's Alex Thayer picking up the foul. This doesn't bode well because when you walk to the end of the floor now and shoot some free throws. In fact, that's the eighth team foul already on Hastings. So they've got one to waste, and then it's a two-shot variety the rest of the way. So going to the free throw line for Friends is going to be Tavon Morrill. He has not scored so far in the ball game tonight. He's a 58% foul shooter in the season. His shot is up there. It's good. Friends did a good job from the free throw line in the first half of play. They hit 6 out of 7 free throws. Also, it's 60% from three-point territory and 68% from the field in that first half. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. Here's Hastings back the other way. Connor Musil, he drives for the hole and scores. Connor from the left corner to the goal. He scores. It's now a 60-41 ball game. Hastings College down by 19. As Friends University comes back in their offensive zone, Tavon Morrill has got the ball, comes over here on the wing on the right side. With the ball over there is going to be Brandon Johnson. Has it knocked loose and is picked up by Musil. Turnover number 16 on Friends down in the corner. Hastings with the ball back out to Krause on the wing. He drives the ball toward the goal. There's a pass underneath the basket to Noah House, and he's going to be jumped up. It's going to be a jump ball here. And a possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Friends. So Noah House now into the ball game for Hastings. Played tight end for the Bronco football team. Now trying to play basketball as well. He's the transfer from Nebraska Kearney. So he's seeing some playing time here tonight for the Broncos in this ball game with 11 minutes and 36 seconds to go. 58-41. Hastings down here in this contest as they play things into Khalid Rowe. Works at the far sideline to Brent Williams. He comes into the offensive zone down for Friends. Picked up there by Thayer of Hastings. Just across the 10-second line. Williams gets away, dribbles to the wing, circles back around. Williams takes off now, dribbles inside the ring, hops in the lane. Jump pass goes down in the corner. Baxter has got the ball, comes out of the wing now to Cody Scott. Top of the key here to Williams, drives it down the lane. Running one-hander is up there, good. Brett Williams scoring there. He's now got 6 points in the ball game, 60-41. Hastings again down by 19 points with 11 minutes to go. Musil for three. Shot good. Connor Musil knocks down a three-pointer from the right wing. He's got 5 points. 60-44. Hastings now down by 16 points here in this one. There's Brent Williams with the ball. Gets it into the offensive zone on the right sideline. Williams gets away from Thayer. Then he runs into Reinwald and retreats out here to Cody Scott. Scott goes over to Singate. Singate hands it away to Rowe, takes it down the lane, is a running one-hander, is no good. Rebound comes down to Thayer. Long pass down the floor. They get it to Krause, drives for the hole, shot is up there and in. Brandon Krause scores. He's got 11 points in the ballgame, and Hastings is now down by 14 points at 60-46 with 10:20 to play. Now we get a foul called as Friends took the ball in the hole there. Personal foul is going to be called on Connor Musil. So Hastings has got down to 14 points. This is as close as we have been since the first half. Going to the free throw line is going to be Toby Baxter now for Friends. Baxter has got 11 points in the ball game. He is 3 out of 3 from the stripe. So 10:19 to play. Hastings down by 14 points. Baxter to the free throw line. His shot is up there and the shot good.
And for the Broncos, number 23.
Out in Denver, the Hastings College women's basketball team now with a lead over Northern New Mexico College, 69-43. They've got 8 minutes and 54 seconds to play in that game. Toby Baxter will have one more shot here. For the Falcons of Friends, their shot is up there, and the shot is good. And now we've got some substitutes coming in. We've got Brandon Johnson coming back into the ball game. Baxter will come out. So it's 62-46. Friends University, a team that made the NAIA National Tournament a season ago for the fourth time in school history. In fact, won three ball games of the national tournament last year. Got into the Elite Eight. There's Brandon Krause off of the short right baseline. His shot is up there, and it goes down through the hole. Brandon Krause starting to warm up now. He's got 13 points in the ball game as the inbounds pass is deflected out of bounds there by Austin. Damon Austin back in the ball game. Hastings is now down by, 14 points again. That's 62-48. Here's a Brent Williams with the ball. Down the left sideline, brings it back into the offensive zone, gets away from Austin. Comes over here in the right wing, now back out to the top of the key on the dribble. Lead it to Rowe, over the far sideline. To Johnson, jump pass comes over here on the wing to the right side to Brent Williams. He's got it on the wing here, working against the Brandon Krause. Williams gets away, takes it down on the baseline, he's double teamed. There's a pass to Singate, he drives into the basket, loses control of the ball, out of bounds. Last touch by Hastings College. So 3 seconds on the shot clock. Friends University will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Williams looking to get it in. He does. Out here to Johnson. Now to Scott for three. Shot is up there. No good. As the shot clock expires and a rebound comes down to Damian Austin. Austin now to Krause on the far sideline. Krause deep in a corner. They get it to Austin. Entry pass. They get it inside. Wheeling in there and a foul is going to be called. Another foul is going to be called inside. It's going to go on the Friends University is going to go on Singate. That's going to be his fourth personal foul. Hastings is going to have some free throws coming up here. That's going to be the seventh team foul now on Friends University. Coming in the ball game now for Hastings again will be Reinwald. Hansen will come to the bench. So going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Zach Lena. He's got 7 points in the ball game. He has 5 out of 6 in the free throw line. He'll have a 1-1 situation here. Lena scored 9 points the other night against Nebraska Kearney. His shot is up there. Misses that one. Hastings not shooting free throws very well either in this basketball game. 62-48. The Broncos are down by 14 points. Brent Williams with the ball. Williams right-handed dribble. Takes it to the left sideline. Williams dribbling with the dare against Damian Austin. Now behind his screen. Comes across the top to Cody Scott. Two-handed pass comes to the near sideline. With the basketball over here is going to be Khalid Rowe. Rowe gives the ball away to Scott, drives the baseline against Musil. His reverse layup is good, and he's fouled into play. Nice move to the basket there by Cody Scott. He gets the field goal and one as he is fouled into play here by Connor Musil. Musil picks up his third personal foul, 10 fouls plus in the Broncos here in the second half. So Cody Scott go to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. He's got 10 points in the ball game now for Friends. Baxter comes back in for Friends. Khalid Rowe will go to the bench. Scott to the free throw line here to try to tack on one more for Friends University as they try to win their third straight ball game tonight. Scott's free throw is up there. It's good. Barely rattles the net on the way through. It's back up to a 17-point lead at 65-48. 8 minutes and 48 seconds to play here in this one. Reinwald has got the ball out here in three-point territory. Reinwald dribbles to the left side of the lane, reverses the ball, gets it out to Krause. Krause 25 feet away from the basket, left wing. They get it to Lena. Now inside to Reinwald. Double team. Tobin goes up for the shot right in front of the basket and scores. Reinwald has now got 14 points in the ball game, 65-50. It's a 15-point lead now for Friends University. They have led by 20 points plus here in the ball game tonight. Brent Williams has got the ball. Hastings has trailed the entire way this evening. Baxter has got the ball. Right side of the lane to Sponzel. He's backs up. He's double teamed. Gets it out here to Baxter again. Comes across the top of the key to Cody Scott. Far sideline to Brent Williams. Drives it for the hole. His shot's going to be blocked down there by Krause. And a foul is going to be called. We're going to have a personal foul called here. No, it's just out of bounds. No foul called underneath the basket. It's just out of bounds. So after the blocked shot there by Krause, it's going to be Friends University playing things in from underneath their own basket. This is Brent Williams trying to get it in and is slapped back out of bounds. 6 seconds left on the shot clock here. As Friends University will play things in on the far sideline. Johnson gets away. His runner down the lane is going to be up there no good. Tap trying no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Tobin Reinwald down the left sideline. Cuts it back to the center of the floor. Drives it in the lane. Stops. Goes up for a shot. It's going to be blocked down by Scott. Ball is recovered here by Johnson. Brandon Johnson has got it now for Friends. So a big block there for Friends University on the shot from Tobin Reinwald. There's a three at the other end. No good by Baxter. And the rebound comes down to Brandon Krause. 7.5 minutes to play. 65-50. Hastings down. Krause Goes to Ryan Wald, right sideline. Gets it to Damon Austin. Now to Hansen. Down in the corner to Krause for three. Shot is up there, no good. And the rebound comes down to Johnson. Brandon Johnson down the left sideline again as they get the ball to a Brent Williams. 65-50 is the score. A 15-point lead for Friends University in this one. Brent Williams stops out here right inside the three-point arc. Being guarded out there by Lena. Now Fowler. Nope, it's going to be a timeout called. Friends University wants to call a timeout here as they were trapped along the far side. 7:05 to play here in the basketball game. We'll take a timeout with a score. Friends University 65, Hastings 50.
Know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. So many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Hastings College women's basketball team out on top of Northern New Mexico College tonight out in Denver in the Johnson & Wales Classic, 70-45. They've got 4 minutes and 27 seconds to play in that game. Earlier today in women's college play, Dort knocked off Martin Luther College by a score of 77-70. Zach Clemens into the ballgame now for Hastings College. Carson Bloom also checking in for the Broncos. 7:05 to play here in the ballgame. Hastings down by 15 points. They've sliced into the lead a little bit here in the second half, but still a long way to go as Friends University will inbound the ball off of the far sideline. Williams has got it on the dribble as he comes to the near side. Williams in front of the Friends University bench down here. Bounce pass goes inside. They get it to Esponzel. Kicks it back out to Scott. Top of the key. A three-pointer. No good. Rebound Hastings. Clemens with a rebound to Damian Austin. Austin comes back to Brandon Krause, drives it to the hole. He bounces off of Scott. His shot no good. He's fouling the play. And Krause will go to the free throw line. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Cody Scott. That's going to be his third. So Krause to the free throw line. He's now got 13 points in the ball game. Seven of those have come here in the second half of play. Krause will have two shots here. That's the 11th team foul called on, or checked out, the 8th team foul called on Friends. Shot from the free throw line is up there and in. Krause fouled in the act of shooting, and Hastings again trails by 14 points at 65-51. They've gotten the lead down to 14 three different times here in the second half, but have not been able to get any closer than this. Brandon Krause will have one more. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. So Hastings is now within 13 points at 65-52. We got 6 minutes and 40 seconds to play as Friends University comes up the left sideline. That's Williams with the ball. Gets it away now to Brandon Johnson. Down to Scott. Over here on the near side to Baxter. He takes off. Drives it to the hole. His shot is up there. No good. And a foul is going to be called. It's going to go on Krause. Krause trying to take a charge there, but gets hit with a personal foul instead of blocking foul. It's going to be the fourth foul in Krause. Toby Baxter will go to the free throw line now for Friends. Baxter has got 13 points in the ball game. He is 5 out of 5 from the free throw line. He'll have two shots. Hastings over the 10-foul limit here in the second half of play. 65-52 is the score. Friends University out on top. Shot is up there, and the shot is good. Baxter will get one more. Friends trying to win their third straight ball game here tonight to improve to 5-9 on the season. Hastings trying to break a three-game losing streak here tonight. Next shot by Baxter is up there. That one is in and out. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. So the Broncos are down by 14 points. Looking for a big shot here. Driving the baseline is going to be Bloom. He dishes off to Clemens underneath the basket. His shot is up there, and he's fouling the play. Not the way you've drawn up, but Clemens mishandles the ball inside. He picks it up off of the hardwood and puts it down through the hole, and he is fouling the play. Clemens now has 6 points in the basketball game. And Clemens will go to the line here to try and make this a three-point play. Personal foul is whistled there on Cody Scott. That's going to be his fourth. So the Broncos are back to within 12 points now with Clemens at the free throw line here. Zach looks up there, and the shot is up. It is good. Hastings College down by 11 points, 66-55. Still with 6 minutes and 17 seconds to play in this basketball game. Hastings trailed by 24 points at halftime, 46-22. So Hastings back to within 11 points here. Hastings applying pressure in backcourt. They get things in to Brent Williams. Williams dribbling with the ball. Double teamed here in backcourt. Williams has to get rid of it. He does. To Sponzel into the offensive scoring zone down the near sideline. Sponzel having problems, and now Friends University is forced to burn another timeout here. Friends University forced to call a timeout here. We got ourselves a game down the stretch here. It didn't look like that early, but we got ourselves an 11-point ball game here. We'll take a break with the score. Friends University 66, Hastings 55.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors in 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings trailed by 27 points here in the second half. It's now down to 11. It's 66-55. Baxter in lane. His shot's no good. Rebound, Hanson. Hanson takes the ball to Damon Austin. A feed down the floor is going to be out of bounds. Carson Bloom trying to catch up with it, and Hastings turns the ball away with a chance to get this down to single digits, and they turn the ball over. 10 turnovers now in the Broncos, 66-55. Again, Friends University had a 27-point lead here in the second half of play. We're under 6 minutes to go now. It's 66-55. Hastings trailing in the ball game. Friends University with the ball. Brent Williams out here. Just across the 10-second line, picked up by Damian Austin. He flips the ball away here to Baxter. He puts it on the floor and dribbles to the far sideline. Baxter dribbling with the ball there against his Zach Clemens. Austin goes for the steal. He can't get to it. Out here to Singletary. Out to the top of the key. His three-pointer is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Austin. David Austin runs her back the other way. Two on three. Austin down the lane. Out to Clemens for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Singletary. Singletary on the dribble back the other way. Three on two. A driving layup. A shot is up and in by Brandon Johnson. Singletary goes to Brandon Johnson, and he lays her in. 68-55. 5 minutes to go here. Here's a Carson Bloom for three. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down here to Brent Williams. He runs her back the other way. Brent Williams will pull up, and now he'll dribble out here in the three-point territory. It's a 13-point lead for Friends. And now we've got a whistle here. I think we got an injury timeout or something here on the near sideline. So we're going to have Zach Lena coming into the ball game now for Hastings College. It's going to be Singletary inbounding the ball here for Friends University right in front of the scorer's table. They'll get things in. Brent Williams in backcourt now races the ball down the right sideline. Williams takes it inside the three-point arc, and the ball's going to be tipped away. Tipped away here. It's picked up by Lena back the other way. Lena spins left side of the lane. He dishes off, and we got a foul called here. A personal foul call as Hastings was leading the break back the other way on the forced turnover down here. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Chris Sponzel. That's going to be his fourth. That's going to be turnover number 17 in the ball game for Friends. Hastings has turned the ball over 10 times. The Broncos within 13 points here in the second half. Going to the free throw line will be Zach Lena. Shot is up there, and the shot is good. Lena now 6 out of 8 from the free throw line tonight. He's got 8 points in the ball game. Hastings still trailing Friends, trying to make a comeback here in the second half. It's 68-56. Next shot is up there, in and out, no good. And the rebound comes down here to Singletary. So it's a 12-point ball game. Hastings trailing with 4 minutes and 20 seconds to play. They've chopped the 27-point lead down to a dozen now. In the last few minutes of this ball game, there's Sponzel. He throws the ball down in the corner. They work it back around the horn. Back around to the left side. That's Baxter with the ball. Baxter trying to dribble in the lane. We got a foul call. It's going to go on Krause. I think it's all she wrote for Brandon Krause. He is done. He fouls out of the ball game. Brandon Krause is going to leave here with 4 minutes and 4 seconds to play in the contest. He fouls out with 15 points in the ball game. So Brandon Krause will have to come to the bench. He had 9 points in the second half. Krauss will now come to the bench here for the Broncos at the 4:04 mark. Jake Hansen's going to come into the ball game now for Hastings. So Toby Baxter goes to the free throw line for Friends. 68-56 is the score. Hastings College is trailing here in the ball game. Second shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. It's 69-56. There's a shot taken. It's been no good by Musil. Comes out to Reinwald. The shot for three is up there and in. Tobin Reinwald hits the field goal, a three-pointer. Now Hastings wants to call a timeout. Broncos back to within 10 points now with 3 minutes and 52 seconds to play. We'll take a timeout. 3:52 to play. It's now Friends University 69, Hastings 59.
Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
All right, 3 minutes and 52 seconds to play. Hastings has jumped a 27-point lead down to 10. It's 69-59. Broncos inbounding. Actually, Friends University inbounding here in backcourt. They bring the ball back into their offensive zone and immediately got a personal foul called here on Bloom. That's going to be his first. So that's going to send Friends University to the free throw line. 10 fouls plus on both teams here in the second half. Toby Baxter go to the free throw line. He's got 14 points here tonight. 6 out of 7 from the free throw line. He'll have a couple of shots here. Baxter chose the mark. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. So Toby Baxter hits the free throw there for Friends University, a 6'2" sophomore here from Wichita, as he will head to the free throw line for his second shot. That gives Friends an 11-point lead, 70-59. Next shot is up there around the rim and down. Baxter hits a pair. Friends has held Hastings to just 59 points here in the ballgame. Broncos averaging 76. There's Reinwald for three. His shot's going to be short, and he'll get the ball, goes out of bounds. Last touch here by Hastings. Last touch by the Broncos, so it'll be Friends University playing things in here in backcourt. After the ball game, we'll name our player of the game. Coach's postgame show is immediately following this one as well, so stick around here on 1230 KHIS. Hastings down by 12 points. Inbounds pass intercepted. Intercepted by Lena. He goes for the basket. His shot is up and in. Zach Lena gets the interception on the inbounds pass, and he takes it to the goal and scores. It's now 71-61. Here's another deflection. Jake Hansen has got the ball. Hastings has the ball in the turnover. Deep in the left corner. A three-pointer is up there. No good by Musil. And the rebound comes down on the far side. Brett Williams with the ball winding his way back up the floor to Baxter. Spins. The shot off the baseline is up there. No good. Rebound comes down. A big offensive board there by Friends. And now we got a timeout from the Falcons. Timeout. So a timeout's called here by Friends University with 3:13 to play in the ball game. We'll take a break with a score. Friends 71, Hastings 61.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
The holiday savings event is now in full swing at Furniture Direct. A must for any living room is a swivel rocker recliner on sale for only $2.99. Add a chairside table for only $99. You'll wonder how you ever managed without one. Ask about our convenient 18-month interest-free financing. Furniture Direct on South Burlington behind Sonic in Hastings and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com. Hurry in today.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College women's basketball team continues to lead Northern New Mexico College in the Johnson & Wales Classic out in Denver. They've got 107 to play in the second half. Hastings 79 and Northern New Mexico College 48. Bronco basketball tonight brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington. This will be the final game for Hastings College basketball until after the Christmas holiday break, but we'll get right back at it the following Monday. Hastings will play in the Bellevue Classic. They'll have the two games from the Bellevue Classic here on 1230 KHS, as Hastings will play on the Monday and Tuesday right after Christmas. as back to the GPAC conference season right after the first of the year. Inbounds pass here from the near sideline is going to be deflected back out of bounds by Hastings. So again, Friends University will play things in off the far sideline. Just joining us, Hastings was down by 27 points midway through the second half, and Hastings has cut the lead now down to 10 at 71-61. We're just nearing the three-minute mark here in the ball game. Friends University has got the ball, and a foul is going to be called here on Lena as he reaches out and grabs at Chris Sponzel. Sponzel is the worst free throw shooter on the floor right now for Friends. Only 42% from the season. He's 0 out of 2 from the line here in this ball game. Zach Lena has got three personal fouls now for Hastings. Sponzel will go to the free throw line. He's got 8 points in the ball game. He's nailed a couple of three-pointers in this contest. And his shot is up there and in. You got to play the averages at this point. And Chris Sponzel, a 42% foul shooter, nails his first free throw. That gives Friends University a 11-point lead again, 72-61. Next shot is up there. That one rims off. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Alex Thayer with the ball for the Broncos. Quickly into the offensive zone. Thayer sends it across the top. It's going to be Hansen for three. Shot no good. Rebound is loose. It's chased down in the corner. Cody Scott's got the ball for Friends. Long pass down the floor. They get it to Singletay, and he goes up. His shot is up there and in. Singletay hitting the field goal there as he got away. On the break, he's got 15 points in the ballgame. Musial shot's going to be blocked down. Ball is loose, and it's picked up by Lena. Out to Thayer for three. Shot is up there. That's off of the mark. No good. Rebound is loose again. It's picked up in the lane there by Baxter. Friends University has the ball in a 13-point lead. 74-61. 2.5 minutes to play here in this one. Cody Scott with the ball. High left side. The ball tipped away by Hansen. Come down. Scott had it. He lost it out of bounds, and it's going to be a turnover on Friends. Jake Hansen got a deflected ball there. Scott tried to grab it before it went out of bounds. It went high in the air and lost it off of his fingertips. 74-61. 2 minutes and 19 seconds to play. Here the basketball game from Wichita. Connor Musial has got the ball down in the corner. That's going to be Reinwald. He drives, shoots, and scores. Tobin Reinwald from the left corner to the goal. He scores 19 points in the ball game. Here's Baxter coming back the other way. It's an 11-point ball game. 74-63. 2 minutes to play now here in this contest. Brett Williams out here in 3-point territory, drives it down the lane. Bounce pass goes down in the corner. Friends not in any hurry to take a shot. Now they're going to be fouled into play. Connor Musial picks up the personal foul, and Friends will go to the free throw line. Musial picks up the foul, so going to the line here is going to be Chris Singete. He's got 15 points in the ball game. He is 2 out of 2 from the stripe. He's got just 4 points, though, here in the second half, as he'll have a couple of foul shots here for the Falcons. Minute and 51 seconds to play. Shot is up there. It's good. So Friends getting the job done from the charity stripe here.
And for the Broncos, number 41.
And now coming into the ball game is going to be Zach Clemens. As Clemens will come in. Hastings College women, by the way, has picked up a win over Northern New Mexico by a score of 81-49 in the ball game tonight. Singate to the free throw line for his second shot. It is up there and in, so he knocks down a couple of free throws. It is now 76-63. Here's Reinwald for Hastings, driving to the hole. Bounce pass down in the corner. Musial for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Scott. Cody Scott has got it for Friends. Outlet pass is going to be tipped and intercepted. Intercepted by Clemens. Now to Reinwald for three from dead on. His shot no good. Rebound Hansen. His shot is up there. It is no good, and he's fouling the play. That one just spun out of there to the right side. And Hansen will go to the free throw line now for Hastings College. It's going to go on Chris Sponzel. That's going to be his fifth personal foul. So Sponzel is now out of the ball game for Friends. He fouls out at the 131 mark. And he leaves with 9 points. Chris Lena comes into the ball game now for Hastings College. Carson Bloom is going to come in. Damon Austin also coming into the ball game, so he's got the quick guys out there to try to get the ball in a turnover. Khalid Rowe comes into the ball game now for Friends. Hansen to the free throw line. He's got 2 points in the ball game thus far. His shot is up there, and his shot is no good. Hastings has not shot free throws well in this ball game tonight. 76-63. Hastings is down here in the ball game. Hansen will have one more shot here as he looks up there. His shot is going to be too strong. No good. Rebound comes down to Bloom. He goes back up, and he's going to be fouled into play. Carson Bloom gets the offensive board, and now he'll go to the free throw line. A personal foul is going to be whistled here on Toby Baxter. That's going to be his second personal foul. So now Bloom goes to the free throw line for Hastings. He has not scored again tonight. That's he did not score the other night against Nebraska Kearney. He'll go to the free throw line and try to break that streak right here. He's a 75% foul shooter, and the shot is up there. It is good. Arsenal will have one more. 76-64. The Broncos still down by 12 points here with 90 seconds to play in the second half from the Garvey Center here in Wichita. As Carson Bloom will go back to the free throw line here for Hastings. Carson puts it up there. The former Minden Whippet, his shot is up there and in, but they're going to say somebody was in the lane too soon. Somebody was in the lane too soon, so they'll take that one back off of the board here. As a 76-65 ball game. It's an 11-point deficit for the Broncos. Here's Williams with the ball. Brett Williams, bounce pass, comes into the forecourt now. Singate as they work it back around out here to the three-point line. Rowe has got the ball. Khalid Rowe gives it away now to Toby Baxter as he drives it to the goal, and he has it knocked out of his hands out of bounds there by Thayer of Hastings. So it'll be Friends University playing things in with a minute and 11 seconds to play here in this one. 76-64 is the score. As they get things in the corner, and immediately a foul is going to be called on Damian Austin. They got it into the corner to Brent Williams, and he'll go to the free throw line now as Austin picks up the personal foul. Austin picks up the foul. Again, Hastings College women won tonight over Northern New Mexico College, 81-49. Jamie Van Kirk led the way tonight for Hastings. She had 18 points. Michaela Berry had 10 points. And Chanel Farmer had 10 points in the ball game tonight. Shot from the free throw line is going to be no good by Williams. That's his first free throw opportunity tonight. He's got 6 points in the ball game. 76-64. We got a minute and 10 seconds to play. Hastings trailed by 27 earlier in this half. Shot from the free throw line is up there and in by Brent Williams. So he hits one out of two from the free throw line. Back up to a 13-point lead. Hastings with the ball. Zach Clemens comes over to Ryan Wald from the wing. Takes it down in the baseline. Loses control of the ball out of bounds. A turnover on Hastings. That's their 11th of the contest. Lena comes back in. Carson Bloom back in. Lena back in. Musil, Clemens, and Ryan Wald will come to the bench. They'll play things in again to Williams. He's going to be fouled here in backcourt. It's about the only thing that Hastings can do. Hope for some missed free throws here. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Zach Lena. Picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his fourth personal. So he walked to the other end now and have some free throws. Brent Williams will toe the mark again. He hit one out of two just a few seconds ago. Williams back to the line. His shot is up there, and the shot is off of the mark. No good. Friends University is a team this year. They're hitting 64% of their foul shots. They shot the ball well in the first half. They were 6 out of 7 from the free throw line. They're up by 13 points. Next shot is up there. That one is going to be good by Williams. 78-64, a 14-point lead. Hastings with the ball. Bloom comes out on the wing. That's going to be Austin. Throws up a three-pointer. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Long rebound, and a foul is going to be called. Friends University grabs the rebound, but going down and fouling the play. That's Zach Lena picking up the foul. It's going to be number 5 on Lena. He is out of the ball game. Zach Lena fouls out with 51 seconds to play, so he's the second Bronco to be heading to the bench on personal fouls. He leaves with 10 points in the ball game tonight. Going to the free throw line is going to be Chris Singate. He has got 17 points in the ball game. He is 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. So Singate will have a couple of more free throws here for Friends University with 51 seconds to play. Hastings trailing by 14. Chris's shot is up there, and the shot good. Perfect. Chris Singate will have one more shot here. So Friends University about ready to win their third straight ball game here. At one point, they had lost 8 games in a row until they got in their conference season. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Singate. 80-64. The Broncos now down by 16. Hastings back in their offensive zone. Alex there down in the baseline. His shot's going to be blocked out of bounds by Cody Scott. Boy, about a number of blocked shots here in the ball game tonight. That's the latest one by Cody Scott. Hastings will play it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. They get it to Hansen. Hansen throws up a three-pointer. His shot's going to be too long. No good. Rebound Clemens. Back out to Musil for three. His shot, or rather, Damian Austin for three. His shot's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Rowe. He is trapped here in backcourt. Rowe trying to get away. Now a jump ball is going to be called. Hastings had him completely surrounded. Rowe, in disgust, he gives the ball back to the official here. Hastings will get the ball on the turnover on the alternating jump. It'll be the Broncos playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 80-64 is the score with 33 seconds to go. Jake Hansen has got it. Three-pointer put up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound, Bloom. He goes back up, shoots, and scores. Carson Bloom with the offensive rebound and the putback. And now we've got, I think a warning. Somebody touched the ball as it went through the hoop there. So 26 seconds to play. Hastings will stay here on defense looking for a turnover. 80-66 is the score as they will play things in underneath the basket. We're set to go here as they will get things in. Brandon Johnson will get it into Scott. Now to Johnson again to the near sideline. This is Brent Williams. Brings it into the offensive zone down the right sideline. And Friends not going to be in any hurry here. They can virtually run off the clock here without a foul from Hastings. Singate has got the ball deep in the right corner as they spread the floor here. There's a pass over to the far sideline. We're down to 10 seconds to go. And that's going to be about the ball game here as Toby Baxter has got it. Down to Singate. And that's going to be the ball game. Hastings College has just lost their third straight ball game here. Friends University knocks off Hastings College tonight by 14 points. Final score of 80-66. So Friends University, they improved to 5 wins and 9 losses on the season. Hastings College drops to 6-9. Yeah, the final score, it was Friends University 80, Hastings College 66. You're listening to Bronco Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Yep, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy. Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment. Without moving at all. Pepsi. Live for now.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, and Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Friends University knocks off Hastings men's college basketball tonight by a score of 80-66. Friends University leading all the way here tonight. They got out to a 46-22 halftime lead, built that lead to 27 points in the second half at 54-27. Hastings got the lead down to 10 points at 69-59, and also at 10 points at 71-61, but cannot get any closer than that. And Hastings loses down the stretch by 14, 80-66. Broncos led tonight by Tobin Reinwald. He had 19 points in the ball game. Brandon Krause had 15, and Zach Lena had 10. So three players in double figures tonight for Hastings. Zach Clemens, he had 7 points. Connor Musel had 5. Carson Bloom had 3. Damian Austin had 3 points. And Drew Callahan had 2. Friends University, they were led by Chris Singate. He had 19 points. Toby Baxter had 16. Brandon Johnson had 14 points. And Cody Scott had 11. The other scorers, Chris Sponzel had 9. Brent Williams had 8 points for Friends University. They win it tonight by a score of 80-66. Checking the shooting numbers in this one, Hastings ended up shooting only 37% from the floor tonight, 24 out of 64. Meanwhile, Friends, they were 25 out of 45 for 55%. Hastings only 4 out of 27 on three-pointers for 14%. Friends University was 6 out of 16 for 37%. From the free throw line, the Broncos hit only 14 out of 25 from the stripe for 56% in the ball game. Friends University was 24 out of 31 for 77%. The rebounds, Friends University had 37 rebounds in the ball game tonight. Hastings College had 29. Friends had 5 offensive rebounds and 32 on defense. Hastings College had 11 offensive rebounds and 18 on defense. Broncos turned the ball over 16 times in the ball game tonight. Friends had 25. Hastings with 1 block shot and 8 steals. Friends had 9 block shots in this ball game and 7 steals as Friends University beats Hastings tonight by a score of 80-66. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco postgame show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
This is the player of the game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online, www.hastingstribune.com.
So again, Hastings College drops one here tonight to Friends University. The score is 80-66. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. 3 players in double figures tonight for Hastings. Ryan Wald with 19 points. Kraus had 15 points. Zach Lena had 10 points in the ball game tonight. Zach also led the team with 5 rebounds in the ball game this evening. John DeWardy pulls down the 4 rebounds in the contest. And also Zach Clemens, he had 4 rebounds in the ball game. We'll come back and name our player of the game right after this.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like. To see those that run daily in the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
Our player of the game tonight for Hastings College is Tobin Reinwald. Again, he leads the team in scoring with 19 points in the ball game tonight. The line on Tobin, 8 out of 18 from the field. He was just 1 out of 6 on 3 pointers tonight. He hit both of his free throw attempts, pulls down 3 rebounds, scores the 19 points, had 1 assist, and had 1 block shot as he plays 29 minutes and a second there in the ball game tonight. Tobin Reinwald, our player of the game, as Hastings College comes up short as they lose the Friends by the score of 80-66. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the player of the game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online at www.hastingstribune.com.
Christmas is just around the corner, and Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings and Kearney has the perfect gift for those on your list. Take 30% off all leather jackets and 20% off all other outerwear, from wool top coats to car coats. Take 30% off all in-stock nested suits and sports coats, from Jack Victor to Michael Kors. Shop the ladies department in our Hastings store for just the right outfit or accessories by Brighton, from watches to leather handbags and jewelry. Gary Michaels Clothiers, downtown Hastings and on the bricks in Kearney.
Our post-game coverage continues with the coach's post-game show. Now, it's back to the court with the voice of the Hastings College Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
Still waiting for Bill Gavers to make his way back out of the locker room as Hastings College drops this one tonight by a score of 80-66. to Friends University. The Broncos dropping to 6-9 on the season. They'll take a few days off now, and they'll get ready to play in the Bellevue Classic coming up the Monday and Tuesday following Christmas. Friends University has now won 3 games in a row. They are 5-9 on the season. And the Hastings College women's basketball team, they won tonight over Northern New Mexico College out in Denver, Colorado. In the Johnson and Wales Classic, they win tonight by a score of 81-49. Leading the way for the Broncos was Jamie Van Kirk. She had 18 points in the ball game. Michaela Berry, she had 10 points, and Chanel Farmer also with 10 points in the ball game. Hastings will take on the host team, Johnson and Wales, tomorrow night at 5 o'clock at the Wildcat Center in Denver. And they'll tap that one off at 5 o'clock after Hastings winning today in the women's ball game over Northern New Mexico College by the score of 81-49. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
We'll have high school basketball tomorrow night here on 1230 KHIS. We will head for Sutton as the Sutton Mustangs will take on Hastings St. Cecilia tomorrow night. 5:45 for the pregame show, 6 o'clock for the girls' ball game, 7:30 for the tip-off tomorrow night for the men's ball game. We'll have the action here on 1230 KHIS. But Hastings digging themselves a hole in the first half of play. Again, they fell behind by halftime by a score of 46-22. Fell behind by 27 points in the second half at 54-27 before they came back to cut the lead down to 10 points at 69-59 with 3:52 to play. Fell down by 10 points again at 71-61. But Friends University hitting some free throws down the stretch, and they go on to beat Hastings tonight by a score of 80-66. And before the Broncos head out to their Christmas break, they've got an extended post game in the locker room, so we'll catch up with the coach when we get back to Bellevue University in a few days. That'll wrap things up from Wichita, Kansas here tonight. Again, the final 80-66, Friends University with a victory tonight. For my producer and engineer, Tyson Ervonik, back at the radio station, I'm Mike Will, wishing a very pleasant good evening from Wichita.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show. Catch the excitement of Hastings College basketball home and away all season long on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.